Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. First theorized by the Austrian architect and designer Adolf Loos in the 1920s, the terrace house or terrace step house was not realized until the mid-1970s in several big housing development projects outside Vienna. This week, Monaco's Alexei Korolev in the Austrian capital tours one of the more well-known examples of the terrace house.
Die Dachterrassen des Luxushotels mit eigenem Swimmingpool, so unglaublich es klingt, dieses Schwimmbad befindet sich auf dem Dach einer aus den Mitteln des sozialen Wohnbaus geförderten Wohnanlage in Wien-Kagran.
This is a television report from 1975 about an innovative new housing development in the southwest of Vienna called Wohnpark Altella. Consisting of three huge blocks with terraces in their lower levels and swimming pools on rooftops, it was based on an idea that was first floated in the 1920s.
If you go back in time, the Terrassenhaus is embedded in the Viennese urban housing discourse of the 20th century.
Lorenzo de Schifre is an architect who's co-curating an exhibition at Vienna's Architecture Museum that charts the development of the Terrassenhaus concept from early designs by Adolf Loos to contemporary projects.
Adolf Loos was a strong believer in the Anglo-Saxon model of the terraced house, here meaning the row house, if you like. So one shouldn't confuse the two concepts. Terraced housing in English is actually something else than in German. Anyway, he designed lots of settlements based on a stringent linear pattern for the city periphery, with the intention that it's better for the proletariat, for the urban worker, to have his own house. But Loos realized that he can't just provide row housing on the periphery. Not everybody wants to, following the idea of self-supply, have their own garden, grow their own vegetables and so on. You also need housing for workers in the inner city. And here he transferred the idea of the row house as a stepped section. So he basically took the rows and stepped them, stacked them and stepped them. So the idea of Adolf Loos was to transpose the settlement together with the street in front of it, which is a social space. Something that had already been done in Rotterdam by Martin Brinkmann in the Spangen housing a few years before. So you can't really say he invented it, but Adolf Loos at least invented the stepped section Terrassenhaus.
But did he ever realize it?
No. I would say it was too advanced for its time.
Although Adolf Loos never got to realize his vision, his ideas were taken up again in the 1960s and 70s by several pioneering architects, including Arbeitsgruppe 4, Hermann Tschech and Harry Gluck. In the end, it was Harry Gluck's project that received the go-ahead from the city council.
Altella was a project that came out of the housing discourse that started in the mid-60s in Vienna. The legislation for subsidy of social housing changed, and there was a initiative or several initiatives from local architects to develop new concepts that would take advantage of this new way of funding and subsidizing social housing. Alt-Erla was built by an independent housing developer, very close to the city owned, but it's not social housing in the conventional sense, it's subsidized housing. You could say it's like shared ownership in a way. To describe it very briefly, it's a housing settlement with approximately 3,300 dwellings. So you have approximately 10,000 inhabitants living here. There are three parallel slabs with up to 26, 28 stories. The most striking feature are the terraced flats at the base of the housing slabs. Mm. So they don't go up vertically like we know them from the modernist times. They are parabolical in shape. This allows the dwellings to have terraces. As a consequence of this widening of the base, you create a lot of space in the middle of the volume that you can then use for other uses. And this is where Harry Glück, the main architect, provided club spaces, and this is where I would let you hand over to Sarah Pfeiffer. Yeah, let's look into this.
It's quite a cold and rainy day today, you know.
Yeah.
Not the kind of day that you want to go out on your terrace and just chill out, really, is it?
No, especially not on the west side. The west side is the windy side. Residents always tell me, especially today, I talked to a resident that lives here on the west side. He says it's super windy and not possible to be on the terrace.
Saab Pfeiffer is a Vienna-based photographer and filmmaker who's been documenting the lives of Altala residents for years. Her project will be published as a book later this year.
So I have talked to residents since 2013 and I have not met one resident who was not super in love with it. Or I didn't even meet someone who doesn't care about it or something like this. So there is such a huge identification with the place, especially the people that live here from the 70s. They moved here in the 70s and never moved out because there is no reason to move out. They're being taken care of here and that's why they don't move out.
Mm. But are they aware that they are really part of an experiment?
Yeah, some say back then in the 70s they knew Alt Ella from seeing it as a construction site and they couldn't imagine living here. They couldn't imagine anybody living here because it's such a machine for living that was built. But they were curious and looked at the floor plans back then and looked at an apartment and then some of them thought, okay, I'm going to try it, you know. It was a new way of living and back then modern way of living. And the residents tell me back then in the 70s it was such a good atmosphere when they moved in.
Mm.
All those young families in a bit of a new environment. They really loved the spirit back then. And then also the train station was not there. So they were even more just here, all of them together, you know. And that's when also all the clubs started, the community spaces. They were giving to the residents empty. And then through initiatives of the residents, the now 33 clubs.
What kind of clubs?
For example, photography club, theater club, bridge club, swimming, gymnastics, jiu-jitsu, Freddie Quinn Museum, that's a news club.
So it really is a self-contained world, you know, you don't need to go to the city, really.
Yeah, that was the concept of Alt Ella, the city in the city. So you have schools, kindergartens, doctors, sports facilities, churches, shopping malls. You have everything here, but in the end, I didn't really met a resident who really just stays here. And then also a radiologist is missing. I heard that. For that, you really have to go out.
Yeah. Are the people with the terraced apartments more privileged in a sense, or are the people without the terraces envious of the people with terraces?
Never heard about that. No, I've never heard about that. I also thought about that, but having a terrace is also more work. I would say that people who like to do garden work also try to get one of the terraces.
Mm.
But then every apartment above has a balcony.
Kind of balances out.
Yes. I wanted to tell you about all those different planters I've seen. So some of them have trees, really trees on it. Here you can see a palm tree up there, right? Then I've seen ponds in it already with fishes swimming in.
Really?
Yes. And then wine and herbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some of them have herb gardens.
Yeah, self-sustaining in a big way.
The Terrassenhaus was in many ways the offspring and quintessence of post-war modernism, but it is still alive and well today. Just this year, the Norwegian architecture firm Helen & Hard won a competition to build a Terrassenhaus complex in eastern Vienna. The ideas of Adolf Loos were considered too advanced for their time, but it seems they're just right for ours. For Monocle in Vienna, I'm Alexei Korolev.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Alexei Korolyov for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.